Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
And Lindsay and Rob, blah, 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 blah. I wasn't here yesterday, and I guess a lot of people listening wouldn't know that, because once they heard I wasn't going to be here, they didn't listen.
Probably.
Yeah.
Tune out.
Knowing that, especially knowing that my wife was going to be here instead of me. But, you know, every time, at least once a week, not every time, but at least once a week, when she's out doing her thing at the grocery store or at Target or whatever, some man of all ages figures out some way to come up and talk to her about something.
Right.
I go to the same types of stores that she does, just at different times. Nobody ever comes up to me and just asks me what I think of this, or if I can reach that, or, you know, or makes a comment about whatever I'm wearing, you know?
Yeah.
Like one day she was wearing those bright pink Noble running shoes.
Okay.
And some old man's like, well, I tell you, those are some pink shoes. Those are some bright shoes there. You know, whatever. Yeah. So she said yesterday she was in the Costco. She had grabbed something, and some guy stopped her and said, are those any good? I saw those back there. Are they good? It's like, well, if she's getting them, you think.
Yeah, come on, dude. So it's usually just a way for them to start flirting with her by asking
her. Okay. Just to have some kind of conversation with her. Hoping, I guess, that she'll just start talking more and they'll hit it off. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, she now,
go ahead.
Oh, no, you go.
Well, we were talking about her glasses. I said, her glasses are huge. And she goes, I get stopped by strangers daily about my glasses. Uh-huh. So maybe it's those guys.
Those are women.
Okay, those are women. So it's not all guys, I guess.
No, but the guys, though, are like, the women are genuinely curious as to where they can get some of those glasses.
Right.
A guy just stopping somebody, a pretty woman who's carrying something in the store and asking if it's good. Well, obviously she thinks it's good, or she wouldn't be on her way to get it, to buy it. It wouldn't be in her car.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other guy wasn't trying to get those pink shoes for himself. You know, he's like, oh, those are some pink, you know, bright shoes. Nobody's going to lose you. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. Okay, so I was going to say what Regan said, too, is it women or men or both? But she has, like, this is what I always call an approachable look, because there's men that see a pretty girl that doesn't look approachable, like looks kind of mean or like standoffish or whatever. She has a very, like, warm, approachable look, women or men, you know, whatever. But men think they probably have a shot with her because of that. You know?
Yeah. And I get it. I get it. But my point is that she doesn't believe me when I say they're just looking for an excuse to talk to her because she's pretty.
Oh, for sure.
She's always like, no, they're not. And she'll say, because I'm old. They're not trying to talk to me. And I was like, yes, they are. Yeah. And the part, I mean, I don't mind the whole thing, just that don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, don't insult my intelligence by acting like I don't know that they're just trying to talk to you. I'm a man. I know what they're doing.
Yeah. And you give you're giving men no credit here, no sort of wiggle room. You're not. That's what you're doing. You're doing it right now. But which is interesting. Like all guys, they're not looking for her opinion on something. They're just trying to, you know.
It's just because there's nothing in it for them is what I'm saying. There's not like she's really, you know, any fool can look at something and go, oh, she's buying this. She must think it's good.
You know.
And put those neon pink shoes on an ugly person. I'm telling you, exactly. They wouldn't say anything.
They wouldn't say a word.
I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
So let's do, oh my God, let's do like a test.
Okay. Who are you going to get? Who are you going to get that is going to say, yeah, I'm ugly. I'll participate in your experiment.
No problem.
I mean, I think I could just like dress homely looking. Trust me, I have my days, and put on those pink shoes. Guaranteed, no one's going to say anything. Put a hat on, some no makeup. Trust me.
How often are you approached or asked similar questions by guys when you're out doing what Jody was doing?
More so than I'd like.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just curious.
But I would imagine, I'm looking presentable, yeah. I mean,
when I see Lindsay,
Jody always looks decent.
If I saw her walking through a grocery store, I'd go, "Oh, there's a pretty woman."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thank you.
But would you try to come up with a way to have a conversation with her, even in the slightest?
Maybe. I did it not too long ago because there was a pretty woman and she was in the pasta aisle and she was getting a jar of Rao's. And I was like, that's my in right there. And I was like, that's the best sauce you can buy in the store, right? And she said, oh, she turned around and she was all excited. She goes, it's the best. It's a little expensive, but I love it. We all love it. And I was like, I know.
See, you just proved my point.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. But you pointed out that it was all... older guys, like you made the point that
I said all ages, older guys.
Oh, did you? Okay, I didn't hear that.
I thought that's what I said. Yeah, all ages, even older, whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you got to think about flattering. Jody's dad is an older guy,
right?
And you know, he's Mr. Flirty,
is he?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Flirts with me all the time.
He's just, that's his personality or?
Yeah. He's a retired salesman and, you know, he always wants, he loves talking to strangers.
Yeah.
Loves it.
My dad too.
Right. And so there's somebody that is with him in public and all that a lot of times that's very close to him that hates just idle chit chat with strangers out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yet he wants to do it, mm-hmm. and the other person is me.
Yeah, I can see you cringing like, ugh. Yeah.
And it's fine if I can walk away, do my thing while he's standing there talking to him. But it's when he calls me into the conversation. My favorite example of that, and I probably have told this 1,000 times. We were in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, with his brother and his brother's wife. Lainey was a baby in a stroller, and there was a place called Cheeseburger in Paradise, and you had to wait in line for a table to open, and then you just went and sat down at the table. So they were up there waiting in line, Jody's dad and his brother, and I was back with the baby helping, and then the women. So all of a sudden her dad starts yelling at me, Come here. So I hand the baby to Jody and I say, your dad's calling me. And I look and go, no telling what this is. So he had struck up a conversation with the guys in front of him in line. I walk all the way up there and he goes, this is my son-in-law. He goes, they listen to the radio in Michigan. I said, they do. Okay. Oh. And then the guy goes, yeah, we listen to this guy in the morning. He's pretty popular. And then puts the anus on me to have to come up with the guy's name for him, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, is it Mojo? I have a friend named Mojo that's on in Detroit. And he goes, no. And then he does his hand like, come on, more suggestions. Who else would? I said, I don't know. That's the only person I know in Detroit. The only person I know.
That's not it at all.
I'm sorry. I better get back here and help with this baby. My wife's going to be on my ass.
My favorite thing is he listens to the radio too. Like no one listens to the radio.
Yeah, you have so much in common Yeah, you're on the radio, and he listens to the radio.
Wow.
Right.
You're on the radio in Charlotte, North Carolina. He listens to the radio in Detroit, Michigan.
Like no one else listens to the radio.
What a small world.
Oh, my gosh. We just found out you both like cheeseburgers, too.
Obviously. Yeah. You know, crazy. You're standing in line to get them. Ooh.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He listens to the radio in Michigan. Like, can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna say that next time. Oh, my God, come here. He listens to the radio.
You got to meet this guy.
More, mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's more, I don't know, less common. Back then, yeah. Everyone listened to the radio. There was no podcast.
At least whenever Gwen did that thing to Ace, it was... It had a purpose to it.
It was masterful.
Yeah. Because we were doing an appearance in Birmingham, yeah. And this guy was, he kind of had Gwen cornered, and I hear her say, I don't know anything about that, but you know who would really be interested in that is Ace.
Yeah.
And so.
That was just great.
Said, Ace, this is, you know, Ernest or whatever his name is. So she introduced him and then walked away. And as he's shaking Ace's hand, he goes, you want to see the new engine I just put in my mama's car?
Well, to get out of a situation.
Yeah, you can understand that. Sure. But
yeah.
Sure. He really thought we were kindred spirits because of the radio connection.
Sure.
He listens to the radio. That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
All right, we got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Since I wasn't here yesterday, everybody's talking about this funny story that Lindsay told about her husband.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah.
And that I should know this story. So if you heard it yesterday, then please indulge us because I haven't heard it. Yeah. I want to know what it is. And I'll see whether it's funny or not. Sure. I'll be the judge of that.
Sure. It's so funny mainly because it's so true. So... You know, do you have a Samsung TV? When you turn it on, there's a show that pops up every day.
Yeah.
It's the same show. On ours, it's Baywatch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Kyle, in his office, when he works from home, has to have like ambient sound in the background. So he claims. So I walk in there the other day and I'm like, what? Are you watching Baywatch? He's like, shh. Natalie is about to get outed. She has an eating disorder. Hang on one second. I went, are you kidding right now? He's like, hey, hang on. He's like, ooh, okay, what's up?
Like, old school.
You've got to be kidding me right now. So after that, I said, Kyle, you're watching Baywatch every day. He's like, it's actually really, they have really good storylines. That's what he said.
So he just turns the TV on for the noise, but he's ended up getting hooked on Baywatch.
Hooked on it. He's like, shh, Natalie has an eating disorder. She's about to get at it. Gotta be kidding me. So then I'm like, there's something ain't right with you. These are like 1992 episodes with, what's his name?
David
Hasselhoff.
David.
Yeah. God. And he even found like a one version of the right. There was one version.
There's his favorite episodes are Baywatch Hawaii. Because, you know, Yasmin's in them.
Yeah. Yasmin Bleak.
This was the Yasmin episode.
I can't.
I didn't even know. So, I forgot they had a spinoff.
Yeah. They did Baywatch Night Shift or something. There was a couple of them.
You know what it reminds me of when people are like, oh, Playboy, I read Playboy only for the articles. They're really good. Mm. You a damn lie, son.
Yeah, but I mean, why would he just be watching Baywatch to see the hot chicks? You know, I mean,
because they're hot.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a young man. He knows how to get the best porn if he wants. He's just looking for hot chicks and stuff.
Or maybe he just wants to see him during the day and we're home.
Yeah. Or maybe he just really, I'd be more concerned that he really is involved in the stories and everything.
True. And, did you and just the acting. Shush me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just shush me because someone has an eating disorder? Like,
so, wait a minute. They're about to out her.
They're about to out her. Adam's got an eating disorder.
Oh, God. I can't.
So and I just picture him like, I just picture him not letting anything she says faze him either. No. Like, whatever.
No.
He's such a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, whatever. They're mm-hmm. good. He's like, you should watch one. I'm like, no, thank you.
No, thanks. Ready. I'm watching Love is Blind, a real show.
Right. I love Baywatch. I'm sure he probably watched it as a young man, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you used to watch it, Riggins?
I was 92, so I was 5 at the time, but I guarantee I wasn't watching at 5. Probably, before 10.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing. Yeah. I mean, Pamela Anderson and Yasmin Bleeth later, but Carmen Electra, I think, was on there.
Donna DeErico.
Donna DeErico. Tracy Bingham.
Oh, yeah.
They were all just like knockouts.
But
and the one
he's 2 years older, 3 years older than you. So he would have been more into puberty,
maybe,
than you were even. So
let's see when it came out. I just said 92. I don't really.
It was the 90s. I mean, it was probably early 90s.
Yeah,
mid-90s.
Because I had just gotten into radio when it first became big. David Hasselhoff, where I knew him was Snapper. He was Snapper on the Young and the Restless.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
When I was growing up, my mom was watching Young and the Restless. He was Snapper on there.
Listen to this. 89 to 2001.
Yeah, it was huge.
Oh, they did those slow motion shots of like Pamela Anderson in that red bikini running down the beach.
I'll be ready.
But then they got like super dramatic, you know, people were dying on cruise ship boats.
And oh yeah.
It was a message.
Yeah.
Had to have a message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. I hear that song every day though now.
Those electric drums.
Yeah, yeah. Right at the beginning and then ding, 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 a little chime and then it broke out into the song.
Oh man.
And you know what? I remember there was an episode of maybe Entertainment Tonight or something. When they were doing this exclusive story about Baywatch, basically leading the way to fight skin cancer by using self tanner instead of being out there to get a real tan.
Oh my goodness.
Sunscreen and sunscreen and self tanner. And they were saying, you see, it looks natural. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't turn you orange and all that. And I was like, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You could have even fathomed, like, what? Now that's all we do.
Because we didn't even have sunscreen when I was a kid.
They didn't have sunscreen?
They may have had it, but
you didn't.
I didn't know anything. It wasn't, to the general public. People didn't just automatically have sunscreen all the time.
I can't think of a time my parents ever put sunscreen on me.
Mm-mm. Mine never did.
And yours really did. But sunscreen was out. It was like the white zinc. Uh-huh. Never. Yeah. Mom said, well, we didn't have to. You're brown as a bear. And I'm like, Mom, it's not about that. Skin cancer.
Mm-hmm. But, other races and cultures that have dark skin, they don't get skin cancer like white people do. Even because, I mean, if you tan, you would think, well, once you get a tan, that's protecting you from the sun.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how I don't know. I guess when you start with darker skin, like if you're Mexican or something and, you live in Mexico, you don't get skin cancer because you started out with the type of skin that is protected, so to speak, because of the Lord.
A lot of melanin or whatever it is.
The Lord gave you skin to protect you from the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think sunscreen in my family was reserved for beaches. Like that was the only time I remember getting like getting a quick like spray down the middle of your back and then like on your face. Yeah. And that was the only time you ever got a sunscreen or sunblock, whatever it was.
Yeah, we always called it sunblock.
Yeah,
I think when it first came out. Yeah.
Sunblock,
But yeah, I didn't even know what that was as a kid. And people like Ace, redheaded kids and all, they just always swam in t-shirts.
Yeah.
T-shirts and hats.
Oh, that's just devastating.
But he, you know, he always talks about how that wet t-shirt would cling to him and all that. But he still had sunscreen on, but it was, I think it was only that really thick kind of that you put on your nose and you see in movies where they just got it caked on their nose.
Yeah.
That he had that stuff on his arms and all.
I remember when the first non-white sunscreen came out called Bullfrog. Do y'all remember that? Bullfrog. It was green.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hallelujah.
And I love the way that baby sunscreen smells. That
Is it
Copper Tone that makes it, the baby sunscreen?
It's like pink bottle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so good. I love it.
But they say you're supposed to put sunscreen on every day.
Oh, I know.
Get out
Don't
of here.
Step out of the house without sunscreen on.
Yeah, and then what's the next thing they tell you? You got a vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I smell like a Hawaiian tropic skank.
Yeah.
All day. Yeah. I smell like a fruity rum punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that, though.
I do, too. I like the, which one? Is it Hawaiian tropic that smells like coconuts?
Yeah, that's
the one. I love that.
You know what's so sickening is, like, you can't find Hawaiian tropic when we were growing up. It was Hawaiian tropic dark tanning oil, spray or the oil. Now it's like, it's like the 15th item on their product page. Everything else is like sunscreen, SPF 30. It's like Hawaiian tropic. That was supposed to be like, you know, forgetting bronze,
oil.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oil.
I have a hard time finding, 15
sunscreen. Yeah, it's just too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pissing me off. And 15 means that it's 15 times your skin's natural defense of the sun. It's 15 times that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they think that's too low. Because I'll do 15, then I'll move up to 30 through the day.
Yeah. I want to jump in a pool and make it look like a gas spill.
Yeah.
You know, like I want just it surrounding me.
But I never could use suntan oil. Because my skin's so oily anyway.
Do you have baby oil or anything?
No. If I put baby oil on my skin, you'd be seeing through my clothes for a week.
Really?
It's just like a greasy tissue wrapper around a truck stop burger. You know how you
would be squishing it in your shoes.
Yeah. You know how you can see the burger through that greasy? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what my clothes would look like.
And that's how you know it's a good burger, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, I'm starving.
Why are we talking about burgers all day?
Who's going to crack, though, and have to go get a burger today? Are you?
Yeah, it could be Lindsay.
You can't leave the house. You got a sick baby.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how to get to my dentist appointment at this point.
Ooh, yes. She's going to have to do DoorDash or something to get a burger.
Ooh.
I know.
Sorry, baby. Mama needs a Baconator.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ride with me.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.